Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to a 30-minute broadcast known as the Power of Pentecost, a time of worship, a time of praise, a time of rejoicing. Just a great time for you to join in with us as we worship the Lord together. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you and greet you in the lovely name of Jesus, reminding you that the Scripture does teach us that there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. The name of Jesus. 1 Chronicles 16:34 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Well, let's take this 30 minutes together, and let's use this time to give thanks unto the Lord, because He is good and because His mercy endureth forever. And then that's something that you should continue every day. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. And I hope that you're telling someone from time to time about this ministry. All right, page 174 in the Best Love Songs and Hymns hymnal. Sing together with us on Everybody Will Be Happy Over There. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon their glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers will be singing round the throne in that land where no one ever knows a care. And the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody be happy, we'll be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. We will hear nobody praying and no mourning in that land, for no burdens there will be for us to bear.
all the people will be singing, glory, glory to the Lamb. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. There we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and hath brought us to that land so bright and fair. We'll praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Let's sing it one more time. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Well, that's not a sad song. That's a happy song. I hope it brightened your day and lifted your spirits and brought a smile to your face. We go through times of great trial and distress, discouragement and disappointment, but I want you to know the time is coming when we will be having continual happiness and joy. There will be no night there. There will be no sadness there. And God will wipe away all tears from our eyes. What a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Everybody will be happy over there. Well, I feel the joy of the Lord in the presence of the Lord. I hope you're experiencing that also. All right, turning to the precious promise today, we're going to Philippians 4:8. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Well, praise the Lord. There's a wonderful list of things for you to think about here. Oftentimes when you're thinking about discouragement or something's going wrong and you've got your mind on that, why don't you turn over to Philippians chapter 4 and read down through this list and see if what you're thinking about is on this list. If so, it's not something that God wants you to think about, because he gave us a list of things that we want to think about, things that are full of virtue, things that are full of praise. He said, let's think on these things. Praise the Lord. Keep that list. It might be good for you to put it on your bathroom mirror where you see it every morning. It'll give you a list of things to think about. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for giving us a list. We thank you, Lord, for even being concerned about our thoughts. Lord, we know that even back in Noah's day, that you knew the thoughts that were on men's minds and in their hearts already, and that at that time they were on evil continually. Lord, I know that's not on the list of things that you gave us in Philippians through the writings of Paul. But I pray, Lord, you'll help us to keep our mind on you
and think on these things. Help us to look to you. Lord, we know that you're our victor in every trial. We know, Lord, that you're our success in every battle. We know, Lord, that through you we cannot lose with the stuff that we use. Father, we're thankful that we use the Word of God. We have the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord. We have a wonderful experience. Lord, bless each one that's with us today. Lift them up and encourage them. Lord, help them to look to you no matter the trial or the test or the sickness or the problem or the issue, whatever the reason or excuse might be. Help them, Lord, to look to you and realize the things that you want us to have on our mind. Lord, we just leave all of our troubles and trials to you, and we commit everything to you in Jesus' name, and we'll praise you now. Amen and amen. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Sing it with me now. Hallelujah. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Well, the love of Jesus is something wonderful because his name is wonderful. According to what Isaiah says, he's a wonderful Savior. All right, John the Revelator. Listen to this. Let's worship. Sing along with us. Upon the Isle of Patmos, a man was cast one day, and he was left alone to die. He began to pray. The Holy Ghost fell on him. The Spirit came down. He began to write about the things he saw. The Revelator's name was John. Talk about John.
John the Revelator
saw Jerusalem coming down.
John the Revelator.
And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. Hallelujah. While in the Spirit praying, John looked around to see if the voice he had heard was what it seemed to be. Just like many waters, a great trumpet sound. He said, I am the first and last. The Revelator wrote it down. Talk about John.
John the Revelator
saw Jerusalem coming down. Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator.
And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. We're talking about John.
John the Revelator
saw Jerusalem coming down. Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator.
And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice saying, come up higher.
John the Revelator wrote about the city of God.
Hallelujah. What an exciting song. Read in the book of Revelation, the first three or four chapters, you'll find out what that song is talking about. In just a little while, have your Bible open to Acts chapter 16 and also 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We are the Myers. We come to you weekly with this 30-minute broadcast and each day with a 15-minute broadcast. And our work is a work and a ministry of faith, and we thank you for worshiping with us. Many of you have been with us through the years. Some have listened to more than others and worshiped more than others with us, but we want to thank you for every minute you've spent with us. And our ministry is a work of faith. We don't have any sponsors that are corporate, anyone that's pledged anything or underwritten any cost. So we just operate by faith, and we just trust the Lord to meet the need. So after you've prayed and given to your church, taken care of your family, if you have something you'd like to share with us, it would be appreciated. It would go 100% for the radio internet expenses, and it will help us to keep coming to you. If you would like to send a check or a money order, if you don't have any money, you can still send a song request or a prayer request or a card. The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Then our website is available, www.pentecostalradio.org. Now you can click listen online, select the day you want, and worship the Lord with us anytime. If you miss the broadcast or if the radio time is not convenient, you know, for some reason, if you want to listen to it again, it is on the website. Just click listen online, select the date. And then on the website, if anyone would like to contribute with your debit or credit card, it is a safe transaction. Just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to set up an account, and it is a safe transaction. Thank you so much. I'll brief you in on that just a little bit more at the very end of the service. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you again so much. All right, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time. Shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord. Let me be
upon the Lord
shall
renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings
as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
Let's sing it one more time. Worship with us now. Will they that wait
upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
Okay, for just a few short minutes, Acts 16:33, the Word of God says, "And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house." Praise the Lord. And then go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Paul says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Let me ask you the question today. Are you any different? Paul and Silas were behaving like victorious Christians. After the earthquake, they preached salvation to the jailer. When people are converted, a great change takes place. They want to go back and make restitution where possible. The lost believe in a religion that makes them different. That's what will happen. The lost will change their attitude and see that salvation makes a difference and makes people different. Too many are like chameleons. They just change to the color of the environment. The term that I often hear used is they are wishy-washy. But how should Christians be different? We're told in Corinthians also, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." We should be a different people. As Christians, we should be different in our happiness. We sang earlier in the song, "Everybody will be happy over there." And we've talked about happiness at times through this broadcast service. But Christians should be different in happiness. The lost people are not happy. They are doomed and damned for a devil's hell. They are living miserable lives. Yes, they may enjoy the pleasures of sin, but remember, they are just for a season. The day is coming when they will hear their sentence. Christians have received so much. Therefore, we should be different in our happiness. We have been forgiven of our sins. We have received the gift of salvation. We have the promise of heaven. We get to fast in God's presence, and we are getting to participate in endless new mercies every day. Christians should be so happy as through the testimony of others. We should let others know what Christ has done in our heart. Oh, oftentimes I've had people come and say, "Come out to the driveway and see my new car." Or you might say, I got a new pair of shoes on today. Or do you see my new dress or my new suit? Sometimes we get so excited about those things, and rightfully so. It is nice to get nice new things. But, you know, we should be happy about our testimony and be willing to witness to others. Christians should be different in love for others. We should love fellow Christians because of their concern of others. There are those that maybe I just don't see eye to eye with, but we are Christian brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I'm happy for the work of the Lord that each one is doing. In a city that we live in, about 15,000 people, I have a small church that'll seat some people, but I want you to know there's four more people in town than I can reach or I could sit in my church. So when I hear of churches growing and people being saved and revivals happening and wonderful things happening for the Lord, I get excited because of what the Lord has done in our lives and in the lives of others. Our happiness should be different. Yes, others have interest that I don't have, and the Lord has used them in ministries that He has not called me to. But I want you to know I'm happy as the Lord leads others, and He's using them in their field and in their area, and He's using them in their ways of doing it as to winning men and women to Christ. Christians should be different in their attitude toward sin. We should hate sin because it breaks fellowship with God. We have to hate that sin and love that sinner. We should be different in our attitude toward sin because sin grieves the Holy Spirit. Sin hinders praying. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. We should be different in our attitude towards sin because it dishonors the Savior, because of what it does to Christian influence. See a great change in the life of Saul and Tarsus, and see a great change in the life of Zacchaeus as you read about these men in the Word of God. We should be different in our outlook toward life. What can I do for the Christ who hath saved me? Should be our question today. What can I do for others? Remember, a great way to spell joy is Jesus and others and you. What a wonderful way to spell joy. Are you saved today? And if you are saved, are you different? Does the devil dominate you, or does he not dominate you? Are you now saved, or are you hellbound? It should make a difference in our attitude. And yes, if we are saved today, we should rejoice and be thankful because Christ has His way in our hearts and in our lives. We dare to be different. We are like Paul and Silas. We are victorious Christians, even though they're preaching and even though their Christianity took them to the Roman jail. Yet at midnight they sang hymns and prayed, and people were converted. A great change took place, and many were born into the kingdom of God. Today, your trial may seem great, but let the Lord lead you through it. Someone may be saved in the end. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're here weekly at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Well, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew
strength. They shall mount up.